Well, happy Christmas, everyone. My name is Mike McNamara, and I'm one of the ministers here, and it's a great joy to preach on Christmas Day. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending the Lord Jesus into our world, and we pray that you would thrill and excite us as we remember again the old story of you in the person of your Son Jesus coming into our world to reveal your love and to call us to yourself. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know what you think about when you think of stars. Do you think of pop stars? Maybe some of you got pop star posters in your rooms. I don't know. Stars in the sky, is that what you think of? A star in your school workbook. Maybe you got a few of those. We used to have that at school. It used to be debits and credits. And if you got credits, you got stars. And everyone saw them. They were in the school assembly room. No pressure. Or people maybe say to you, you help them out and they say, you're an absolute star. In our family, when George and Sarah were growing up, we had a tradition. We had this. We had the star plate. And if you had helped a friend, maybe at school, who was feeling a bit down, or you'd been in a sports day, didn't matter where you came, or you'd been in a drama or choir or something, you would get the star plate at dinner time. And you would know you're going to be getting it because we put on Earth, Wind and Fire's Star just before with a few bars of that, and that set the tone. Even Mum and Dad got it on occasion if we were really good. The kids would say, I think, you know, Mum or Dad deserve it. Yeah. It was our way of saying, well done, and it's lots of fun. The star plate meant something special was happening. And over 2,000 years ago, we're told a group of people from the east called the Magi or the wise men saw a real star and knew instantly that something was happening. We don't know which countries they came from or even how many of the Magi there were. Tradition has there were three of them because there were three gifts. What we do know is that they were convinced that the new star that they had seen signified that a new king had been born, and not just any king, but the king of the Jews. And they felt compelled to find this new king, to worship him and give him gifts. What on earth are families made of this? You can imagine the conversations at a home. By the way, I'm going to be following a star, dear. Oh, really? Will you be back for tea? Well, I'm not quite sure. I'll be following it for a little while. Well, you may get a pack a bag and go. I mean, how far are you going? Well, I don't know, but it could be a very long way. Well, when are you going to be back? Haven't a clue. I mean, that must have happened. I mean, they must have just had to go. I mean, that's a very brave and bold decision. They set off. They got their camels, they got gifts and supplies, they got them all together, and they set off, perhaps together or maybe meeting up along the way, because one saw the star, thought, oh, I'm going to go after that. And then someone else thought the same, and they all grouped up on their way to Judea. It was very brave, like I said. They followed the star all the way to Jerusalem, the capital city of Judea. And it made obvious sense to go there in order to meet King Herod, the one to whom the Romans had given the title King of the Jews. He was also Procurator of Judea, grand title. And here he is, Herod. Not the friendliest of people. He had three of his own sons bumped off, shall we say, just in case they caused trouble and were going to be rivals to him and that they wanted to be king. So he bumped them off just in case. You didn't mess with King Herod. He hated rivals. So imagine Herod's shock when the Magi turn up at his palace and ask him, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?" I'm sure Herod thought to himself, "Hold on a minute, wise guys. I'm the king of the Jews around here. I'm the one you're looking for, obviously." "Nah," they said. They weren't looking for him. They say they're looking for a newborn king. They say, "We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was actually quite an elderly man by this stage. And they are saying the star signifies a new king, a new baby, a king of the Jews. Herod has a meeting. He calls his religious advisors in. He said, "Tell what's going on. Give me the intel. I mean, what about this new king of the Jews? Where's that all going to happen?" And they check through their scriptures. "Oh yeah, Micah. Micah chapter 5 verse 2 says it all, king." "What's it say?" "It says a new king is going to be born in the town of Bethlehem." Herod tells the Magi that. And the Magi, immediately, they're on their camels and off they go. They follow the star until it stopped over the place where the child lay. The star stopped, and so the Magi stopped. And quite wonderfully, in Bethlehem, they did find the newborn king, the king of the Jews. Can you imagine that moment? I mean, they must have said on the journey, "Are we nuts? Are we just crazy to do this? I mean, we're following a star. We're going somewhere we don't know. We don't even speak the language. We don't like the food very much. And we're bumping into those Roman soldiers all the time, and they're checking our IDs." They were very brave, weren't they? Following the star and following Jesus takes a bit of guts. Well, wonderfully, they find the Lord Jesus, and they do just what they said they would do. They worshipped him. They bowed down and worshipped him, just as they said that was their plan all along. What's more, they gave Jesus gifts. Gifts of gold for a king, frankincense for a holy one, and myrrh for a savior. How had they found Jesus? They'd followed the star, and the star led them all the way to the newborn king, to Jesus. Now, in 2022, we don't have a big star or any special stars in the sky to lead us to Jesus. Instead, says Paul in a letter to his friends in Philippi, the stars are on the earth. Paul tells them that in a world that is in darkness because people don't know the great love that God has for them, in such a world, in our world, Paul says, God's people are to shine among them like stars in the sky. Now, I love the night sky. I don't know a great deal about it, but I know what I like. I love the stars and the moon. And back in early November, I got very excited. I was out on the decking and I even got my family excited. Jo actually left her small group on Zoom to come and look with me on the back decking. And all her members of her group in their houses, they went outside. And the meeting was dispersed for a while because Mike was getting very excited. It was a lunar eclipse, and it's very rare. And the moon, the earth gets between the moon and the sun. And you get this blood red moon at night. It was red. And it was incredible. And it's a lunar eclipse. There you go. And I got very excited about that. And I love the stars. And they're so bright and they light up the night sky. And who doesn't enjoy trying to find the Southern Cross? I hope some of the kids here, your mums and dads, have shown you how to find the Southern Cross. Paul says that we, as God's people, as followers of Jesus the King, are to shine just as brightly like the stars as we hold firmly to the word of life. In the ancient world, sailors didn't have the latest technical GPS navigation equipment to guide them through the night. They only had the stars to guide them home to a safe harbor. As you and I hold firmly to the good news of Jesus, the news of his coming to earth to be born as our Savior King, so we, according to the Bible, light up our world and show others a pathway to guide them home to the safe harbor of their loving Creator God. You and me are the stars to lead them home. Now, to shine as brightly as possible, we need to do two things. One, hold firmly onto the good news, the word of life, and not let go of it or of Jesus himself. And second, avoid grumbling and arguing with each other. That's what he says. That's not me telling you. But we know it's good advice, don't we? Anyway, Paul says in verse 14, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure. Then you will shine like stars in the sky. We won't shine if we grumble. Christmas Day is a good day to be reminded of that verse. Your Aunt Agatha gives you a gift she saved up for, and she had you in mind, and she gives it to you next to the tree later today, and you open it up. It's not what you wanted. It really isn't. What are you going to do with it? She got your taste in music wrong, or your taste in food. And talking of food, you're all ready for that meal today. Where's my pudding that I like? It's not here. That's no good. It's Christmas Day. And it's a meltdown. What about? Well, it's not my favorite. Do you know what? I'm going to give it a try. Because you've gone to a lot of work to cook it. Thank you. And it's a lovely day. It's not a present I expected. But it's lovely. And I'm going to cherish it because you gave it to me. Isn't that a lovely way to be? None of us do it, especially warm to the people who are always grumbling and complaining. And when we do you know what we do, says Paul? We dim the lights on God's love. We dim them down because we're all sort of arguing and squabbling with each other. Paul is saying, don't do that. Don't argue. Be united. Love each other and shine like stars. Jesus once said, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. A loving, forgiving, and united family of Christian believers that holds firmly to the message of new life in Jesus is a shining light to our world, a light to lead people home to the God who loves them. And the Bible has a lot to say about light. In fact, there are some envelopes dotted around this church, which if I've got some volunteers, could you find them? Maybe at the sides? Maybe our younger ones? Just go look. You might see a bit of red somewhere. And you might think, that looks interesting. I wanted you to go and find the red, maybe it's an envelope, and bring it to the front here. Ah. Here we go. Okay. I think that's all of them. So if we could share. If we've got two, we share one. That's lovely. Thank you. Do you want to come and stand at the front here? Thank you so much. And the front line here? The front. Yep. Okay, can you open your envelopes, please? Open your... I can take the envelopes for you. That'll help you. Yep. And can you open up what's inside? You might like to put that on the ground just to help you. Yep. So if you turn it round to show everyone, okay, and lift it right up high above your head. Shine among them like stars. The glory of God gives it light. That's heaven. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. I am the light of the world, says Jesus. Thank you so much. Can we give them a round of applause? Do you want to just put them on the front seats? Thank you. The Bible has a lot to say about light. And 2,000 years ago, a very special star led the wise men to Jesus. And so we, as we live out our lives and hold on to the word of life, may we be like stars in the sky, leading others to discover the wonder and love of our Savior and King. And if you're here today and you're still looking for answers about faith, about is God real, I encourage you to keep exploring and thinking. You may discover that the Christmas story really is as true and as wonderful as it sounds. And I actually have a little booklet called Why Christmas that I'm very happy to give to anyone, just explaining what Christmas is all about. And there's also a slightly fuller treatment by the excellent author Rebecca McLaughlin, Is Christmas Unbelievable? That's the final copy on offer. The others have all gone last night. So, finally, one final thought. This is Christmas Day, and so it's a special time for us to thank God for guiding us home to Jesus, the light of the world, the one born at Bethlehem and laid in a manger. And so may the joy of knowing him and his great love for you and you and you and you, knowing that this Christmas day, knowing that, may his love shine in your hearts today and forevermore. Amen. And happy Christmas.